Today, what we plan to cover is the topic of maximizing seller leverage, an update on pivotal processes, practices, and provisions. We really intend to talk about seller leverage in the context of M&A transactions. So what we'd like to cover today, first we'll give you a market update, a general snapshot of where we are in terms of M&A activity, both globally and in the U.S. Then we want to talk about understanding seller leverage. We'll follow that by a discussion of the impact of representations and warranties insurance on our M&A transactions, and close out with a discussion on auction dynamics. So let's move right into our market update. Let me just tell you this. The data we have on the market update has been compiled by Thomson Reuters, and which is the parent company of Practical Law. The data, when we turned in our slide deck, it was in September, so the data reflects first half of the year data. However, I do have some updates on third quarter numbers, but what you'll see on the slides reflects data for the first half of the year. So I'll just interject the third quarter data where I can. So looking at this chart, what you'll see is that worldwide M&A activity totaled $2.2 trillion for the first half of 2015. And that is up 40% over the first half of 2014. Now, third quarter numbers, if we apply those, we had a consistently strong third quarter. Our data tells us at Thomson Reuters that we had the strongest first 9 months of the year since 2007, and we're at $3.2 trillion. And that number is really powered by the amount of and the number of mega deals. There are almost twice as many of these mega deals, over $10 billion, that are really driving up the figures for M&A activity.